Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Welcome as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more. Welcome to this edition of the BCCI Let's Talk Business radio program, the program that shines the spotlight on the people and companies driving enterprise and innovation across Barbados. As we continue to highlight the outstanding winners of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry's 200th Anniversary Awards Gala, this week we feature a name that has been instrumental in shaping Barbados's cultural and creative landscape, A&B Music Supplies, winner of the Best Business Award Small Category. For more than half a century, A&B Music Supplies has been at the heart of Barbadian culture, helping to weave together commerce, creativity, and community. What started as a small retail store has evolved into a vital part of the island's cultural fabric, supplying instruments, professional audio equipment, and technical expertise to schools, churches, cultural groups, and event producers. But the company's impact goes far beyond music retail. A&B Music Supplies has been deeply committed to social and national development. Its leadership has played a transformative role through philanthropy, from co-founding the Substance Abuse Foundation and supporting rehabilitation initiatives at Verdun and Marina House, to providing scholarships and helping preserve Barbados's musical heritage. The company's managing director has also championed community and business service through active involvement with the BCCI and Rotary International. These efforts reflect A&B Music's belief that small businesses, no matter their size, can make an outsized impact through civic duty, education, and empowerment. So today, we highlight A&B Music Supplies, a small business with a big heart, whose resilience, adaptability, and commitment to culture and community make it a shining example of Barbadian excellence. Stay with us as we chat with Managing Director Norman Barrow about the company's journey, its future, its vision, and the music that continues to inspire generations. I am Crystal J. Paul. Welcome to today's program. Welcome to you, sir.
Good morning. Welcome. Thank you, Christian. I have Crystal only J, heard yes. this name, listen, Christian J, Crystal J, sorry, listening to the news cast from time to time on VOB. So now I know who Crystal J. Paul is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Nice to meet you.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, please. A&B Music Supplies has been a part of Barbados's cultural heartbeat for more than 50 years. Congratulations. Can you take us back to the early days? How did the company begin? And what vision guided its growth over the decades?
Well, if I tell you that there was no plan to get us where we are, it just evolved. It may sound come as a surprise, seeing as how we've managed to sustain this company for over 50 years. But really and truly, I was how it all started. Really, was I was a musician from the time I was a teenager, and at that time, going back to we officially started in 1974, but we had been around a couple of years before that. But the whole idea came about because at that time it was very difficult for musicians to get things here to buy, to sustain their work. Mm. And so I started to bring in, little accessory things and stuff like that, string guitar strings and, accessories really, and sold them from my at that time 1-bedroom apartment.
Wow.
I cleared out my bedroom, so to speak, and turned that into like a little showroom. And I moved into my living room. So I lived in the living room and sold things from my bedroom. And that's where it started. Mm-hmm. So obviously there was some demand for what we were doing. You go back to 1974, the landscape in Barbados was completely different than it is now, especially in business. And we then The beginning was very rough, you know. It took a lot. It was a challenge to get it, to keep and get it going. But as time went on, I was still playing music at the time. But then I, in 1979 or something like that, I decided to quit playing music. I used to play with a group called the Sand Pebbles. So we disbanded and I went into this business full time, along with my wife, who was, because during that period I got married, and she came to assist me. And she knew nothing about musical instruments or anything like that, but she just had my interest at heart. And while I was out playing, she would help with the store. She and my mother. And and that's where we started. We opened up a store in Bridgetown in Prince Alfred Street. We had nothing in it, but we started. And so that went on from there. And gradually, you know, as time goes on, we bring in more and more things, and gradually the name starts to get known, and we establish this A&B Music Supplies, and we started to become a somewhere that people came to get their musical supplies and stuff like that. So we then started to take on a lot of lines and things like that. And my father actually helped me in the beginning to get a small, very small overdraft at the bank to allow me to buy stock and stuff like that. But anyhow, without going too deep into it, you know, that's where it started. And we just grew and grew from there. But as time went on, and I had stopped playing music. Obviously, I couldn't support myself. I had a young child and had two children, actually. And, you know, I needed to supplement my income. So we started to go doing the song. Because in those days, there were no sound systems or at shows or anything like that. There was nothing like that existed. Right. So I started to do that, providing sound systems and stuff for shows, which were small at the time. It was mainly crop over at that time. And crop over was in really very infant in its real infancy at that time. And that's where that started. And then I also started to install sound systems, audio systems in churches and schools and stuff like that, because there again, that market was, there was nobody doing anything like that really in any concentrated way. And so we did quite a bit of that, and all of those little things helped us to grow. You know, we introduced music. We were the catalyst in starting the music education that now exists in schools, because by making certain tools available for teachers, like recorders and music books and various things like that. So today, every child that goes into school has to have a recorder and a music book. And so we still supply quite a, you know, a large part of that. And then in the song business, you know, that grew, where the crop over grew and we grew, and we had Carrie Fest in 1981 and so on and so forth, and then crop over, and we grew and grew until we started to provide bigger and bigger sound systems for concerts. And at the same time, I tried to educate myself as much as I could in that field. And we then were able to provide sound systems for all the shows that came to Barbados. And then as an outreach from that, we started to supply these services in the islands, because at that time the islands didn't have anything either, and they were all dabbling with various things. And I think I remember one, a big break that we got was in 1980. I think it was in 1983 or something like that. We won the contract to provide the sound system for the Pope John Paul's visit to St. Lucia, which was a major event. And we pulled it off successfully. And you know, we started to grow from there. So then we started to do sound systems all around. So we worked all through the Caribbean, all the islands in the Caribbean. We started with their carnivals and then their various jazz shows and blues shows, and then you know, all sorts of events we did, until eventually, you know, the people in the islands, guys in the islands who did a similar thing, decided, well, look, maybe we could do the same thing, and they bought equipment and stuff like that. And you know, so that market does not exist very much for us now, but we were the pioneers of all of that,
Yes.
Right?
That's
So
amazing.
I don't know if I'm talking too much, but
No, well, you see, the thing is, you have a rich history, so that needs to be told. But I think it's, it's important for your history and your story to be told so that people who are coming up can hear, know, and understand and be inspired. You started out small. You said you had nothing in the store, but you still had a store and you grew so much so that you became regional. Now, how important has it been for you to keep that connection going and in the community? How important has it been for you and to the company's success and longevity?
Well, very means a lot to me. I mean, I mean, I'm still working, you know. I mean, I'm past retirement age now, but I'm still working. I don't do as much as I used to do because I don't mix shows. I used to mix all the shows and all the proper events, and so I don't do much of that. Now I don't really do much of that though because there were guys that worked with me for a long time, and they learned and they trained and and they developed, and now they can handle it on their own. They don't need me for to be around to set up a sound system and do a good job, right? So, but what I've been able to do is to pass on the way I approach things and the way I did things and all the knowledge I had, so that they have the same standard that I have. And so therefore, AMB has been able to maintain its position in the field, although, because the market is much bigger than when we started. I mean, as you can would know, I mean, there are events going on every day, all over Barbados, conferences, this, that, this meeting, that meeting, this opening, this event, all these crop over,
Yes,
it's
more.
one person could not do everything. It's impossible. So we were the catalyst in showing guys that, what is possible. You could do this, right? And but we have always I have always maintained that touch because I come into the store still, at least 1 or 2 days a week, and I have a little desk there in the store and thing. And my customers are very important to me. People call me still, to ask for advice, and I help people all the time. And when musicians come in, and they love to come in and talk to me. I mean, guys that we've been dealing with AMB for 50 years, still come into the store, and we chat, and so yes, that is very, very important to me. And we one the other thing I forgot to mention is that our after sales service is virtually, as far as I'm concerned, impeccable, because it's impossible to satisfy every person because every person has a different view on everything. But certainly, when you buy a product from AMB, we will stand behind it for as long as we are here. We have our own service department, and that's vitally important for our existence, right? Because if you buy a amplifier for our speaker or guitar or something, and you have a problem with it, you need to get it fixed. Because a musical instrument or anything like that is a very personal thing, It's
Yes,
not
absolutely.
like a refrigerator or a washing machine. It's a little bit more personal than that. And so people need to get those things repaired. And I think that is why we one of the things that has helped us to maintain this level of recognition in the industry, because I think there are generations of people. I talk to people all the time. Oh yes, well, I remember when I was at school there. These are people now that are coming in the store with their children to get recorders, and they grew up when they were children. They came to AMB to get their recorders too, And so consequently, I think that when somebody thinks about music in Barbados, certainly AMB is on the list. If not the only person thing that people refer to, it is definitely among the it gets
Top
recognized as
referrals.
a yes in the top referrals, right?
Now, you've seen so much happen in 50 years. You've seen changes in the economy, changes in technology. How do you, and of course, you've seen the pandemic, COVID. How have you maintained relevance to even now, 50 years later, be winning a prestigious award?
Well, the pandemic was really, in our 50-year history, was one of the major turning points in our existence. Because we're before the pandemic, we were existing, right? But things in Barbados, business in Barbados at that time was not that great. And we were existing, but when the pandemic came, we didn't throw our hands in the air and say, "Oh my God, what are we going to do now?" When everything was shut down, we maybe had no business. We've never had a massive staff. We have a small staff, complement of staff members, full-time staff members, and but fortunately, we always adhere to all the required protocols of the society of government and of like we always paid our national insurance and we paid it for our staff. We always paid our PAYE every month. We have medical insurance for our staff and all that sort of stuff, which we pay for. And therefore, when the pandemic came, as far as the staff was concerned, they were able, because all of their all those things were in place for them, they were able to still exist by getting remunerated from the national insurance in that period, right? As far as AMB was concerned, now we decided to consolidate our operations because we had a store at Sheraton and a store here in Wildey, and we decided to consolidate our efforts into one space because I realized that really and truly we did not need to have two places. And because all it was doing was really eating away at our profitability, having to run two businesses really and really and truly. For a company like ours, which is a specialty company, we only needed one. So we did that. We shut that down in 2020, and we consolidated everything. I got involved, and then while we were home, we had been talking for a couple of years before that about doing a website. Because I know that a website would, I knew that a website was something that we needed to have to exist to be relevant in the current environment, right? And I did it through a company, the company that we use to where we are, runs our software that runs our business. Because we use a special software that runs a business like this, music business, but they had developed their e-commerce platform, they called it, and they had a company that had website. And anyhow, to cut a long story short, I was able to, through them and with them, to produce my own website, and I produced this website and launched it, and that has been a major help for us, and so that was one of the things that helped us to be relevant. Then the next thing was is that I remodeled this we remodeled the store. We did a lot to make ourselves relevant again. Because I think we were kind of fading in. If someone's been around that long, nobody thinks about, you can fade away easily. But that really was a shot in the arm for us.
So the pandemic pushed you then, it propelled you.
Correct. Correct. So I always say the pandemic was a great thing, not from a medical point of view, but from a business point of view, for us, it was one of the greatest things that happened to us.
That's
Right?
amazing.
That's how that's my view on it, right? We took that negative and made it into a positive. Unfortunately, the vision that I saw has worked so far, right? And it's all due to the fact that we give honest, good service, right? We don't try to bamboozle people with product and tell them this is good when we know it's not good, because I'm very strict with what we sell. I do not sell. I mean, sometimes the folks around here think, "Why you don't bring in these things so much cheaper? You can sell these other people and somebody else is selling this." No, I'm not, because when that goes bad. And it's not the quality. I will sell something at a better price if I can be satisfied that the quality is good enough. to sell in our store. Because today, with the way the world has gone and the manufacturing and where everything is made, things are made all over the world now. Once upon a time, you had to have a particular brand of something to say, well, you got something good. That doesn't really exist today. Right? Because the technology is available to all the manufacturers all over the world.
True. So let me ask you, I mean, it's important what you're saying in terms of not compromising on quality. Now, in the introduction, we would have spoken about the fact that A&B Music Supplies does a lot of community work. And we have a few minutes left in the program, and I really do need to get this in.
No problem. I'm talking
Why
too
is
much.
No. As I said, you have a story that needs to be told. So why is giving back so important to you and A&B?
Well, there are two segments of that. One is my Rotary experience, right? Which I think I joined that in 1980. Anyhow, I've been a Rotarian over 40 years now, whatever it is, right? But I don't, I just, a friend of mine was a member of Rotary, and I just said, he exposed me to it, and I thought, well, this is great. I thought that, yes, we should, and it'd be great to give back something to my community. So I joined Rotary, and I gave it my all, and I have given, yeoman service to the club over those 45 years. I was a president as well. I made it to president, being president. And there are carols by candlelight show, which happens every Christmas. I have produced that show for 30 years. They're celebrating their 30th year now, and I've done that show for 30 years. And that's quite an achievement, because a show really doesn't last that long normally. But
True.
that was my, yes, I felt I should give. That was my way of giving back to my community. Because I feel that everybody should give back something to the community. Now, the substance abuse thing was slightly different, where me as a with my family, we experienced a problem in 1991 with one of my sons who had a drug a substance abuse problem, right? And at that time, there was nothing in Barbados to get him help. But fortunately, I knew of somebody who knew somebody else who knew somebody else who had a connection to some rehab center in New York. And they put me in touch with him, and they put him in touch with me, and we were able to get our son up to this place, right? And we had no money or anything, but they still took him, and they gave us a very special deal to take him in. But what happened was, out of that whole experience, was that he came back rehabilitated. And then we recognized that this is something that could be helped. People could get help with this. So in his interim, there were a few other people, some of them are the founder members too, who had similar issues with their children. And we got together, and we decided that Barbados needed something like this. And that's where that started.
That's
Now, that
good.
was a lot of trials and tribulations as well. At one point, we actually nearly gave up doing it. And I was one of the people who fought not to give up. And fortunately, just after that, we found a benefactor who was able to fund us, who has funded us for over 20 years now, with significant money to run it. And today, I was also the chairman of that for 13 years in part of their existence. And today, I don't know what Barbados would do without Substance Abuse Foundation, which is Vernon House and Marina House. I honestly don't know what they would do
Wow,
without it.
that's amazing.
Right? But we ran it. A lot of these organizations, a lot of organizations, and I don't mean to cast any aspersions on anyone, but we ran our thing properly. Like, when I say properly, it was transparent. There was no, well, somebody give us, $1 million, and then, you hear, well, you don't know where the $1 million gone, and this, and these kind of thing. Because of the diversity of the members of the board at the time, which included Harold Hoyt, which is head of your, who was head of started your organization. We made sure that all of our, we were audited financial state. Everything was done correctly. It was easy for us to get support in what we were doing from people who could give us financial support, until eventually we even managed some years ago to get the government involved. Government also is involved with it now. They help us to fund clients that come in because we don't charge. Yes, we have fees, but if you come there and you think you can't afford, we still take you in. We don't turn you back, right?
That's
And
good.
it has made a significant contribution to rehabilitating people that who would most probably have been dead today if they had not got that help,
Wow.
right? And
That's
it's
an amazing
but you
story,
know.
Mr. Barrow. That really is amazing. And congratulations to you and everything that ANB has been doing. Now, what does winning this award mean to you? Best Small Business Award from the BCCI 200th Anniversary Gala. If you could just tell us what it means to you and then what is next for ANB. Anything you'd like for us to know, and then we'll close.
Well, I still haven't, want a better word, come down from this honor yet, because you know I have never been given anything. Yes, Harrison College did recognize me a few years ago. They gave me the Mosaic Award or something, because for my contribution to the music industry, and the National Association of Music Merchants in the United States gave me an award for my 50 years contribution to the music industry, because I'm a member of that organization as well. And COSCAP gave us an award for our 50 years of contribution to the music industry in Barbados. But I'm not, but other than that, you know, we don't really get any recognition, because generally musicians and people in the industry, you know, we are still not seen as something that's viable. And to me, this was a win for our industry, the cultural industry, because you know what really hit me was that this is a cultural industry, if you want to label it that. It's involved in the fabric of the cultural fabric of Barbados, and they were able, in it from a business point of view, to get recognition by the Barbados Chamber of Commerce as being an outstanding best small business that they of all the businesses that they would have looked at, that they were able to come to a conclusion that AMB deserved this award. And to me, that means the world. I mean, I can't get over it yet. You know what I mean? Because and I think, as I said, and it's quite, I'm meaning it quite sincerely, that our people in the industry should see this as a win for them too, and show them that you can, it can be done. You can get recognition, and you can get accepted, and not so much your recognition, but you can get accepted as a viable business. We are a viable business. We've contributed a lot to the development of everything. But we pay our taxes, we pay our VAT, we pay our national insurance. You know what I mean? We do everything. We pay customs duties. We do, you know, we contribute to the fabric of the business community in Barbados.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Barrow. You've given quite a bit of food for thoughts. I'm sure you've inspired many business persons listening to this program today, as we spoke about A&B Music Supplies and your win for the Best Small Business Award at the BCCI 200th Anniversary Gala. Managing Director of A&B Music Supplies, Mr. Norman Barrow, we thank you.
I thank you so much as well. I really do appreciate this opportunity.
Yes, sir, indeed. And I'm Krista J. Paul, and that's it for today's edition of Let's Talk Business. Remember, you can check out the podcast for Let's Talk Business on starcomnetwork.net. God bless. Until next time.
That's it for another edition of Let's Talk Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Join us again next time as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more.